Section 1 of A Little Freckled Person, A Book of Child Verse. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Sweet Home and Little Peanut. A Little Freckled Person, A Book of Child Verse by Mary Carolyn Davies. A Little Freckled Person. They think I'm just a little girl at study, work, or play. A little freckled person who has never much to say. They do not know a princess oft in golden gown am I, with cheeks like apple petals soft and eyes like sea or sky. They only see my tumbled braids, they do not know I wear a crown with turquoises and beryls upon my coiled up hair. They do not know adventures dire beset me, land and sea, that page and courtier, knight and squire, before me bend the knee, that haughty ships with silken sails upon my bidding go, all these and other happy things they cannot know. They only see a little girl at study, work, or play, a little freckled person who has never much to say. The Selfish Sea. The sea is very, very wide. It takes up all the room outside, and when I stand beside the sea, it comes right up and pushes me.
The Rabbit. A rabbit works its ears and tries to watch you with its rabbit eyes. Its saucy little tail it flounces, and when it hits the ground it bounces.
The Uncritical Kitten. If I am selfish when I play, my kitten likes me anyway.
Next Door People. The next door people have a bird, the yellowest you ever heard. It hops and chirps and sings. Aren't next door people pleasant things?
Probation. Mother says, if you're thoughtful and polite, go to bed at 8 each night, always hasten to do chores, and give up chairs for visitors, weed the garden, carry wood, and be very still and good. Mother says, if you're faithful in your task, never beg, but only ask, fold your napkin, say your prayers, put no gum upon the chairs, keep your bureau drawers quite neat, never walk through pools, but on sidewalk till the mud is gone, and say thank you often, and sit erect, and walk and stand, and wash well behind your ears, always wait until it clears to wear your best clothes, and not fail to hang your coat upon its nail, you will find the people where you live like to have you there. Our house has a pleasant yard, and I am trying very hard.
Perhaps you never know in this great world what wonders there may be. Perhaps there's buried treasure out beneath our cherry tree.
Frayed Stars. The stars are like us children here, not any older grown. At night the little frayed stars stay together in the Milky Way. The brave ones stand alone. The Stars. The stars are lighted candles upon a Christmas tree. The branches that they hang upon we cannot ever see. On Christmas Eve the angels stand about it after tea. And if an angel's very good, he gets a present as he should.
As you would be done by. Of course I believe in fairies. Of course I know they're true. Just think if you were a fairy and no one believed in you.
End of section 1.